flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up,
5:40. Like kind of making some small adjustments to the show. We're glad you're here with us. We'll get started around this time each and every day, weekday that is, here on Q105, the morning reboot, Monday, July 1st. Happy gas tax day. More on that and all the Taylor Swift drama during the show today, plus best places to teach drivers in. Like when they're about to get their license and you got to find a place so you don't bump into anything since Southwick is gone. We'll do that right after 7 o'clock with, even though we're starting a couple of minutes early, that seems so far off. Paddleful ladies as well. Janet will be here today to get you a free astrological reading in our 8 o'clock hour. As always, a very busy show. Hopefully, it's a short week for you. Perhaps you're off. Maybe you're not even on right now. You're listening via podcast because you slept in. If you ever want that podcast one, I suggest you get subscribed so you get those non-intrusive notifications from iTunes, wherever you are subscribed, through like Podbean is the app that we go through, and get them to you. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. That way, you will get the link for our podcast. Today's will be up before 10 o'clock. So if you miss any part of the show, you'll get that link then and there. While you're at the podcast stuff, rate and review if you would be so kind. We appreciate that. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. And again, to be a part of the show, if you just want to text in, say good morning, hi there, 419-240-1055. You can call in for our stuff later on this morning as we move through the show. As I kind of look over the trees past UTMC, and I see a pink sky.
It's very pretty.
Good morning. Monday, July 1st, 5:42. It's Eric Chase and the one and only newly shirted Floyd.
Although you noticed. Hi.
I do. You see. Yes. Is this going to be I like all for love? What does it say in the bottom?
It says
Old Navy Pride 2019.
It does. Or as I like to call it, 50% off. Our month is over. So I was like, snatch.
Are you going to put that into the rotation?
I could. May as well. It's a black t-shirt. You know, I like my black t-shirts.
It's a good look. Mm-hmm. It fits well. I think it's definitely rotation.
Yes! Ready. Costume changes. Uh-oh. I didn't turn the text on. Hold on, friends.
So, good morning. We're kind of not doing anything different on the show.
Mm-mm.
We're just making some slight, modest, mild adjustments. You probably won't even notice at all. But we're glad you're here with us. It's tax day.
Tax day. That's been the story all damn weekend.
Really?
I swear. Every time I turned on the TV, it was like, get your gas now. I'm like, well, I'm going to have to get it next week too. So
we did the math. So if let's say, so like if you do 10 gallons.
Yes.
10 gallons twice a week. Hold on. Will you do the math? I don't want to have to.
You know, I have my calculator up anyway.
Let's say you fill up 10, and I'm just estimating here, so don't hammer me for being wrong. We have some sad Floyd news to get to as well if you've been following. 10 gallons a week, 10 gallons, that's 10 cents.
No, I don't math.
So a buck, okay. Twice a week. So $8, let's say you fill up twice a week, 10 gallons each time, that's $2 of my math. $2 times 4 is $8. What do we do? 52 times 8.
Oh Lord!
Sorry. Okay.
No. You're good. So I have a question. Did it happen already?
Yes. It went with the fiscal year of the state. That's why it started today.
$416.
So that's about it. Look, rough estimate. That's about what you'll spend per year with this new tax. And you know, I like to say, you live here, you pay for it.
Did my speedway go up yet? Because that's the most I've ever seen it. And it's only $275. Because I feel, if that's the hike, I'm okay with that. $275 is fine.
10 cents per gallon. There was a story that I saw on 13ABC this morning that Michael Bratton, one of the reporters, who's very good, he got a quote from somebody saying, just one person, gas is already too expensive as it is. Look, everything is relative. If you're on an extremely tight or fixed budget, that over the course of the year, I mean, you're talking like a little more than a dollar a day. If you did the math right.
Okay.
Like maybe $1.30 a day.
Mm-hmm.
It can be backbreaking if you're on a fixed budget or if you're on a tight budget. Now, there's another way to look at it. You know my thing. You live here, you pay for it.
You live here, you pay for it.
But if this money, I guess the number was like $500,000. You know, it's more than that.
It's like $850 million.
It was somewhere between like $500 million and $1 billion, mm-hmm. like less than $1 billion to fix the damn Ohio roads. Now, like I say, now that we're paying for it, get on it.
Yeah.
So if the roads get fixed and it's a cost that you don't have to pay. So while you're paying a little bit more in gas, maybe you'll pay a little bit less by having to fix things on your car because the roads will be fixed.
I mean, if you're looking that way, but like, I feel like this is going to be a never ending cycle, but hopefully it does work out. I mean, I've been to Michigan and Pennsylvania where they have the higher gas prices. Their roads are kind of good. So like, it's time for our just due. But I don't ever feel like Ohio roads are that bad.
Everywhere where we're, every place that has weather like we do has crappy roads.
Yeah, I've not been in the cities where, like, hopefully these changes will focus more on fixing, but, like, our highway's pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they hopefully.
Highways usually don't get beaten up like city roads do.
Right. That's what I was saying. So, like, is it going to be like a cash pot where like, oh, we'll disperse this to Northwest Ohio. Oh, you know what? Cleveland needs some modifications. Let's give this pot to Cleveland. Is that how it's going to work, though? That's for me as a voting, taxpaying citizen. I'm like, how are you dispersing the money? How do you know which places need more than others? Or so?
Well, they do. They do happen. Surveys and whatnot. They figure out who needs it most. I had to raise an eyebrow when that woman said they're high enough as it is. I remember. Sometime since 2000, like 2000 to me is when we went from cheap gas to expensive. Obviously after 9/11.
I would say for me, it was like the 9/11 generation in high school for me. I feel like after 9/11.
We started making our own oil. We started making our own gas.
Like 9/15, like September 15th, 01. I was like, ooh, these gas prices are high.
Well, I mean, that was like the benchmark. But mm-hmm. moving forward, I remember that there were times where gas was consistently in the $3 range. Mm-hmm. And in the last 5 to 7 years, that has shrunk back to me, more affordable prices. Mm-hmm. At times where it would get into the low twos. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it was in the low twos during this time frame I'm thinking of, it's like, wow, maybe I will get a tank and more gas.
Right, right, right.
5:48, the morning reboot, some sad news with Floyd. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Good morning, it's the morning reboot on Q105.
Lately, I've been. I will go.
5:52, good morning, it's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, it will be a hot, muggy couple of days leading up to July 4th, which again, hopefully this is a short week for you. I went to my old neighbor's house. Went to my friend's house the other night in my old building.
A house renovation party?
I guess. Oh. So we just wanted
to update
new people, okay. New people in the building, the old faces, people that have moved out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I was not allowed to leave. And no one liked this. Nobody. Not me, not the people. I was not allowed to leave, and I got there at like 4:30.
Did you stay past 5?
Yeah.
I stayed That's till, good for you.
I stayed till about 9.
What?
And it was nothing raucous. I was not allowed to leave until Happy Birthday was sung to me, and I blew out candles.
Wait, hold on.
I'll show you the pictures. I'm not showing anybody else. Did you?
Was your face just like, mm-mm?
Mm-hmm.
Not today.
I didn't like it being sung to me. The other people there did not appreciate being forced to sing. Some flat out ignored it. And I was like, good for you.
I get uncomfortable when people sing Happy Birthday to me. I know it comes with the territory in most situations and settings that I put myself in. Like, promoting a birthday. But like when it happens, I'm just like, oh, I don't want this part. Like just give them cake. I don't want this part. I've always been like that. Even when they sing Happy Birthday, I don't know if it's like a shy thing as a kid, but as I got older, I was just like, I'm not a fan of this song. I don't even care for the DJ Khaled remix. I don't want it.
Somebody said to me that you have to let people do things nice for you for your birthday because it allows them to show you that they appreciate you and your life.
Mm-hmm. I get that.
There's one person that this person Nope. But I let her have it, and I cringed the whole way. And I felt bad for the people that were forced to like rally together to sing, and like only like two people did. But 5:54, the morning reboot, Q105. Your aunt finally passed.
Yes, she passed away yesterday at noon at UTMC, and I want to give a special shout out to the staff there. They made. I couldn't be there. I wouldn't allow myself to see her in that state. But the staff was amazing. I don't know if they're allowed to. I'm never not going to say things, but some of them reached out to me personally via Facebook Messenger and was like, "Oh, is so and so your aunt?" Like, and they just checked in. They're like, "How's your family doing? We're making sure everything." Like, "Oh, your mom's sitting right here right now." So it was good to actually see that sense of family there, because it's in the ICU unit, so I know that's extra intensive. It's in the name, but you know what I mean? Like, it's that extra focus on the patient, and she is no longer suffering. Like, I broke down yesterday a couple of times, and today's kind of okay, but I've not yet talked to my mom yet, and that's normally where it comes, is if I talk to my mom or my sister, and I hear them say, "Oh, they're okay, I'm fine," and you hear, like, the flutter in their voice, and you're just like, "I can't do anything to help you," and I said this to, Stefan last night briefly, and I said, you know, when you're the stubborn, quote unquote, family member, you automatically adopt or inherit the trait of the strongest family member, because you, the whole time you're stubborn, you just have that I don't give a care attitude. But in reality, you're like, I do care, but like, I love that I'm the strong one, but most of the time, it does hurt, but like, I know that I have to be strong for those two. And then my cousin, he just lost his mom. So I'm just like, and just seeing everyone talk about it, and then in the group family message, it's a lot. And I was like, and my mom did a great job, so did my Aunt Tina, with her two sons, telling us as we were growing up, not every day is, you know, death is coming. Like, it wasn't one of those things we learned in like a teenage, early adulthood. Like, she, as kids, like, as I look back, I'm like, you probably shouldn't have told a five-year-old that. But like, you're like, you know, one day you're going to die. You're just, it was always planted in us that it happens. And like, everyone plays a scenario in their head, how to react to it. But when it happens, you just don't know how to react, because she's still, I get to tag her on Facebook, but she's not there to like it back or share it. You know what I mean? Or her phone number's still on my phone. If I text her, there doesn't mean nothing, no one texting me back. We're not doing this right now. But it's just one of those situations that we live in an age where social media is so strong, and like, social media wise, she's still there.
I left text wise, she's mom still there. On my favorites list.
It's in like, but like, it's just, I don't know.
For a second, until I put a couple of things together, and I don't know how that I did, I had forgotten that she was not doing well, mm-hmm. because your mom was seemingly everywhere all weekend long.
Okay, and that was the other thing. And shout out to my mom. I know you're not listening because you're in bed, but I went to a cookout yesterday, and I felt so guilty being there. And then, because I should have been with my family, but like, she kind of was just like, "Just go, have fun. Go. Life doesn't stop. You have to go." And I'm like, the whole time at this cookout, I faked having fun. I'd had a great time. But like, I was just like, I shouldn't be here. But then I kept telling Stefan, I said, "I can't be around sad people. I need happy people right now." But she did the same thing yesterday. She went to the boat races, and she just kind of got her mind off of stuff, because ultimately it's her and my cousin planning the next step of the exiting journey. So, and that starts, I believe, today. And also, I'm not trying to sound morbid or dark, but like, where we're located, I know my aunt is across the street. And it chaps my ASS that I can't talk to her and or do anything, because
you can talk to her.
I know, but like, the next time I'll see her, it will be in, you know, church.
I thought you meant like, if you'll see her in like
heaven. No.
You may not be going there.
As long as I have an air conditioner, that's good. I always say to people, like, "You're going to hell." I'm like, I will go to hell as long as I have an air conditioner, because I don't do heat very well.
5:58. Good morning. If you have to break down at any point in the show, go ahead.
You know, like when you're sad and you feel like your eyes are misty, but like, there's nothing there. Like, this eye is just like, hey.
There is definitely glitter in your eyes.
Oh, is there gold glitter? Yeah. Oh, Lord, this is from Friday. So
you know,
I have showered, and it will not come off. Estefan. I showered at his house. I washed my face at my place, and it will not come off.
You are so gay. Your tears are glitter.
You know what? Pride Month may be over, but this face is still gay.
Right. Game Would You Rather is on the way, and you can text the show this morning, 419-240-1055. It's tax day and this big Taylor Swift saga, which we'll get to in less than an hour. 612, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. A little after 6:30, a little bit deeper into the gas tax that begins today. And then before 7 o'clock this morning, all the drama that began to unfold yesterday with Taylor Swift not owning any of the music she's already made. There is lots of drama and lots of tentacles to that story because those who she spoke out against on Tumblr have clapped back. Good morning, Q105, the morning reboot. You can text the show today, 419-240-1055. Hold on, just making a quick note. Did you, you were probably super drunk. I'm going to do Would You Rather in 1 second.
Okay.
You were probably super drunk. Did you finally connect with your crush, Alex, on Facebook?
Alex who?
It's a girl.
Who? I don't know.
Look at you.
I was super drunk. I wasn't drunk at all this week. What's up, Friday?
Alex from the Wellness and Recovery Center.
Oh, yes. We hung out on Friday. I totally forgot.
Because you were drunk.
No, I was like, Alex.
She said, she told me privately, which is never a good thing. And by the way, I never put anything private on the air. Don't think that you can't tell me stuff. Like, it's fun stuff that you tell me privately. She told me that I didn't tell you or I didn't show you stuff from her going to the Spice Girls
show.
No,
you didn't.
And I could have sworn I tagged you in that or at least showed you.
No. Because I was like, you mean the one Philip sent me? And she's like, huh? I go, no? Okay. Yeah.
Then she said she tried to friend request you on Facebook.
I have too many friends, I know.
Yeah, you're.
That's she has to send me a message saying delete someone. That's how it always works. And I do. And that gives me the willpower to go through my friends list and be like, I don't really know who you are anymore. Click. Or if you don't have a Facebook profile picture, that's the first way for you to get booted.
One of like the top 7 things I do every morning is I go to the birthdays on Facebook.
Ooh, I should start doing that.
And I take, and I'm like, Raleigh, North Carolina, Novi, Michigan. I have no idea. Unfriend. And that's. Are you friends with her now?
No, but I'm totally Please. About to, for the sake of humanity, add her as a Facebook friend.
Would you rather?
Yeah, sure.
Would you rather have this person with no Facebook profile picture or the beautiful Alex from the Wellness and Recovery Center?
She's so gorgeous. I love her. She's going to be her friend.
And she has a... I will trade you... Actually, what was I thinking last night when I saw one of her pictures? I said... I was thinking I was going to say to her, I will trade you Floyd's friendship for your corgi.
Not going to happen.
We have to get you a dog.
We do, but I have to get my ducks in a row first. This is not a good weekend to send me that beautiful specimen of a dog you sent me.
I sent you a couple.
I know, but that last one, like Scooby-Doo. All right, so with the return of the speedboat races... I don't know, did you live here when we had the dragon boat races?
Yeah, like, I like the dragon boat races.
Would you rather have the speedboat races back or bring back speedboat races or bring back the dragon boat races?
Easy. Dragon boat races.
I'm the same way. So like I liked watching I lived at the riverfront right before they got rid of them. It was so like magical to see the way they were like that they roll.
I like the artistry of it. Like,
great. That's the word I'm looking for, yeah.
Great. You're going fast in a boat. I don't care.
They were so loud. And we were just going over the bridge, like, going back to his place. It was like, and my mom went, she was like, it was just so loud. But, like, I'm sure the kids loved it, which is probably what they're gearing it towards.
Definitely the dragon boats. I was disappointed when they stopped doing that.
Yeah. So, all right, another one, because I thought of this one this morning. Be attacked by mayflies. Or would you rather just have the return of the algae bloom?
Well, return of the algae bloom.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't go in the water.
Mayflies go away. They're so gross. They show up on the radar all the time. They're like, I don't know if that's a storm.
I'm glad that wasn't my car, though.
Ooh.
And how they all swarmed on that one car is peculiar.
It's bizarre. And have you ever... They're heavy in the Point. I have friends who live in like Point Place. If you ever drive out there, it sounds like you're rolling over like those little the pop rocks you throw at when fireworks pop pop pop. Ugh. Mm-mm. And they stink.
When I was downtown on Friday, it was granted it was the afternoon and evening, and I think you usually see them earlier in the morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything. I didn't see the dead bodies of them.
What? Oh, the mayflies?
Yeah. So they must really only be.
Do they just? This sounds really horrible. Don't come after me, Mayflies Crusaders. Do they, like, when they die, are they just a shell that gets blown away by the wind?
I think so.
Like an empty, like, what was it? I was going to call it a caucus. It's not a caucus. It's something else.
A carcass?
Carcass. There you go. That one.
Yeah, just, they just stay there stuck.
Like a little pork rind flowing in a little crispy treat.
Ooh. Yeah, there goes Larry. Larry didn't make it through Sunday. We thought he was going to make it, but nope.
All right, so this got brought up in conversation this weekend. We do hypotheticals at the bar when we get tipsy. Have a riverboat casino, or give in and have Opal's amusement park?
Opal's amusement park, all the way.
Do you think so? I don't.
Yeah.
Do you, wait.
Why should we allow all that money to continue to go to Cedar Point when we can keep that money right here?
No, like it would be here.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the amusement park money from Cedar Point? See, I
why should I have to travel all the way to Sandusky and spend my money in another county when we can keep that money right here in Lucas County? You're welcome.
Okay.
One day, everybody's going to open up their eyes and go, Eric and Opal were right.
She has good eyebrows. Remember that.
Ugh, her eyebrows.
They're so good.
Ugh, they're not.
They are the size of the Millennium Force. You go up steeply and you come down at a curve. She constantly looks surprised and sleepy.
If your eyebrows have sharp edges.
Look, can you never describe eyebrows like that, though?
I know that. I've never. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I've never been into someone who wears an excessive, like a lot of makeup.
Uh huh.
And once, like that makeup moved on to other parts of people's face, namely their eyebrows.
I know what you're talking about.
Look, even though, like, it is stylish and fashionable. And you don't have to care one bit what I like, but yuck.
Did you just go, yuck? See, but I'm with you. Sometimes the dominant eyebrow takes away from the whole thing.
Right.
Like your hair's like brown, but your eyebrows are like black.
Your eyebrows look like my 10th grade geometry book that I massively failed.
Also, other eyebrows, since we're on this eyebrow kick right now, if you have that thin, just line eyebrow, think of like Madonna 93, like just that thin Gwen Stefani eyebrow, no doubt eyebrows that just, I'm gonna shave them off and just pencil them in.
That I saw a lot of that when I lived in Orlando at 0203.
Oh, for sure.
It was awful. It was awful. Last night I was watching something. Yesterday was a big NBA day, big sports day. Kevin Durant is gonna go play with the Brooklyn Nets. A lot of things happened yesterday.
Okay.
Watching a TV show. And this woman, excellent host. And then so talented, and I love the way she hosted the show and moved it all around. And then I zoomed in on her eyebrows, and then I was like, "This is I can't watch."
Took away her credibility as a journalist.
Like they were, like, they were. It was a semicircle. I'm like, no one's face grows like that. All right, 6:20 with the morning reboot. There is exceptions. A couple of things left over from late last week. One is something that I believe we'll all be thankful about a tragedy that happened a couple of summers ago, some Cedar Point news, and more on the gas tax next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah,
just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:32, good morning, papers. Yeah, not many of them, right?
No, I was like, wait, is that entertainment or, okay.
Kind of slow to start. It's all Taylor Swift-centric, which we will break down before 7 o'clock. Monday ushers in the first day of the month, the new fiscal year for Ohio, which means the new gas tax. The spike is part of a recent transportation budget approved by the state. Under it, drivers will pay an additional 10.5 cents per gallon for a gallon of gas. Meanwhile, drivers who pay diesel or use diesel will pay 19 cents more per gallon when they fill up. The price hike comes after nearly 15 years of no increases in Ohio's gas tax. The bump is going to be used, hopefully, to fix the roads. The roads are getting used, and we're not
being able to put back into them like we have historically, said a spokesperson from ODOT. State leaders said the tax will generate about $850 million per year for road and bridge work. Because guess what? Nobody wants a bridge to collapse.
No.
Because someone will be on it.
Didn't it recently happen here above the railroad tracks?
I don't know, but a lot of our infrastructure sucks and is crumbling. This was a story back from Friday, but it bears repeating here. An avowed white supremacist who plowed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing a young woman, apologized to his victims Friday before being sentenced to life in prison. James Alex Fields Jr. of Maumee had pleaded guilty in March to 29 of 30 hate crimes in connection with the 2017 attack that killed Heather Heyer and injured more than 24 dozen others. Prosecutors and Fields' lawyer, they agreed that federal sentencing guidelines call for a life sentence, but in a sentencing memo filed in the court last week, his lawyers asked the judge to consider a sentence of less than life, hoping he would take into account Fields' troubled childhood and mental health issues. Before the sentencing, Fields, accompanied by one of his lawyers, walked to the podium in the courtroom and spoke, "I apologize for the hurt and loss I've caused. Every day I think about how things could have gone differently and how I regret my actions. I'm sorry." His comments came after more than a dozen survivors of and witnesses to the attack delivered emotional testimony about the physical and psychological wounds they had received as a result of the events of the day.
Yeah, I'm not going to elaborate too much on it. It amazes me when they get caught, because there's actual video that we can all see if you want to Google it, of him plowing through this crowd and how all of a sudden he got caught and all of a sudden they want to bring up, he had a troubled childhood, he has mental health issues. And I know that's nothing to joke about, but I'm just like, he could have made a conscious choice to take the keys out the car and just yell a racial slur, or better yet, throw your bottle at them. Like, but you took a car, a huge vehicle, into this dense crowd of people. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, one of those things that's happened in our history, because there's such vivid video of it that will always be burned into our mind.
Yeah.
Next up, Toledo City Council is going to keep our golf courses open. The municipal golf course is using about $700,000 in the general fund to keep the three muni courses from shutting down, characterizing it as a one-time transfer to the golf course improvement fund rather than the loan that Mayor Wade and his administration initially called for. City officials predict Otto Park, Detweiler, and Collins Park golf courses will lose a combined $800,000 this year because of a delay in opening because of the weather and faulty equipment. They requested the loan to cover the program's deficit. So far this year, only Ottawa Park is open for play, and some holes have been closed because of flooding. Cedar Point, this is back on Friday too, has been named the best amusement park in USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. The park's world record breaking Steel Vengeance also won Best Roller Coaster, and the Hotel Breakers won Best Amusement Park Hotel. We've made it our mission to be the top destination for family fun, and these awards help validate our team's efforts, according to a spokesperson from Cedar Point, Alton Sam Dusky.
They do work hard out there. I may be biased, but they do. They bust their chops out there.
Last thing to get to, Tennessee's newest driving law, which takes effect today, will target motorists who are holding their cell phone while driving. No more watching, recording, or broadcasting videos while driving. It is insane. We've got to have a law for this. No more holding your phone as you use turn-by-turn directions. The new hands-free law allows drivers to push one button to accept or end a call, but that's it. According to Tennessee Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Don Boshier said, there were over 24,000 crashes in Tennessee involving distracted drivers, roughly 67 a day last year. According to the hands-free Tennessee, in the state had the highest rate of distracting drivers' deaths, according to a recent study. Here's how I look at this. If we could be assured that only the people engaging in these types of activities were injured or dead, I'd be okay. But unfortunately, these people wind up injuring and maybe even killing others because you need to watch YouTube while you're driving.
It boggles my mind, because I take the turnpike all the time, and you always, and I have a thing that I clip on my vent where my phone is, and I try to be good. Sometimes I do answer a phone call, but whatever. But it boggles my mind that people have their phone literally, and I mean literally, in front of their eyes, and like, it seems like the road is more of a distraction than the phone. Okay, and I'm like, ma'am or sir, I need you to drive. I'm not trying to end up in a ditch on this turnpike in this heat.
I'm sorry that traffic and paying attention is getting in the way of you keeping up on Netflix. This is I used to be so bizarre to me. I used to be hesitant about the impending driverless car revolution. But because people are so addicted to doing other things on their phone while driving, I ultimately think that's why we'll have driverless cars. So we can do that while the car drives itself.
No.
All right, all this Taylor Swift stuff, long and the short of it, Scooter Braun bought all of her back catalog music. And there's a lot of like legalities involved, which thankfully we won't dive too deeply into, just the emotional responses from Taylor and others. Before 7 o'clock on the Morning Reboot, on Q105. 6:50. The Morning Reboot on Q105. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Good morning. Hopefully it's a short week for you. You can text the show this morning, and we're going to take a lot of your texts and calls and comments after 7. Best place to teach some driver's training. 419-240-1055. Good morning. Again, it's Q105. Eric and Floyd, this Taylor Swift story broke yesterday, and I expected...
It's so juicy.
I expected to read more about the legalities of it, but there is a lot of juice and drama up till now. Scooter Braun, whose name we've mentioned on the show before, he's basically the manager for... He's the one that helped propel Justin Bieber to fame over 10 years or so ago now, and he's accumulated other artists like Ariana Grande,
yeah,
and more. He acquired the Big Machine Label Group, the record company that owns Taylor's music, and she's not happy. She wrote a lengthy post on Tumblr yesterday calling the deal her worst-case scenario, accusing Braun of subjecting her to incessant, manipulative bullying for years and purchasing her music, knowingly controlling a woman who did not want to be associated with him. Some fun facts about today's news. I learned about Scooter Braun's purchase of my masters. Those were her song recordings, as it announced to the world. All I could think about was the incessant, manipulative bullying I received at his hands for years. She called a couple of examples when she was made fun of publicly by Braun and his clients, including an Instagram post from a couple of years ago from which Bieber, in which the pop star can be seen FaceTiming Braun and Kanye with the caption, "Taylor Swift, what up?" Bieber shared the post just days after Kim Kardashian West posted the infamous phone call recording that sparked Swift's entire Reputation album. This is Scooter Braun bullying me on social media when I was at my lowest point. He's about to own all the music I've ever made. Now Scooter has stripped me of my life's work that I wasn't given an opportunity to buy. Essentially, my musical legacy is about to lie in the hands of someone who tried to dismantle it. There's a lot of legal stuff here that I don't want to speculate too much about, but let's move forward here. So Scott Borchetta was part of the Big Machine.
He was like the head honcho, right?
Correct. Okay. So he wrote his own missive last night. So it's time for some truth. He posted on the website of the label. Borchetta writes that he texted Swift personally about the deal on Saturday night so, quote, she could hear it directly from me. He also took exception to Swift's statement that she was in tears or close to it anytime Braun's name came up. I certainly never experienced that. Was I aware of some prior issues between Taylor and Bieber? Yes, Scooter was never anything but positive about Taylor. Also, Scooter Braun's wife, I believe her name is Yael, chimed in. Your dad is a shareholder and was notified, speaking of Taylor's dad. And Big Machine CEO Scott Borchetta personally told you before this came out, so no, you didn't find out with the world. And girl, who are you to talk about bullying? The world has watched you collect and drop friends like wilted flowers.
Ooh.
My husband is anything but being a bully. He spent his life standing up for people and causes he believes in. A couple more things before we discuss. From Halsey, Taylor Swift is a huge reason why I always insisted to write my own music. I believe if she did it in a way that made my teeth ache like cold water and my heart swell and eyes leak, then I should too. She deserves to own the painstaking labor of her heart. She has surpassed all expectations of what any artist is capable of. She catapulted her stardom into the Milky Way. Nicki Minaj, Miley, Lana Del Rey, Selena Gomez, Rihanna, and Adele have all supposedly unfollowed Braun on social media since Taylor shared her post on Tumblr, making Scooter Braun the owner of that music. And one last thing, Bieber eventually responded to Swift's comments With an explanation of his own and an apology. First of all, I'd like to apologize for posting that hurtful Instagram post. At the time, I thought it was funny, but looking back, it was distasteful and insensitive. He took responsibility for the post with Braun himself and West and stressed that Braun didn't have anything to do with it and wasn't even a part of the conversation. In all actuality, he was the person who told me not to joke like that. Taylor pointed out that there's a quote that says something about this is what men do to 15-year-old girls. I hated the word saying men because this is what business people do to young and or naive people. Mm-hmm. They buy up your life, and that's what they did when she was so young. So now they were able to sell this stuff.
I'm reading the story on another entertainment site, and she says this is what happens when you sign a record deal at 15.
Yeah.
This goes back to I'm dating myself. Remember when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want someone else's? Like, are you gaining money off of it? Like, he could use like these songs because he owns them now, and like a Nike campaign, like sell them to Nike. Is that how that works?
I believe so. And I don't want to get too buried into the minutia of the legalities of it.
She wrote this. I always think about that. Like, if these are her words and she wrote it, and you know, I've made my jokes about Taylor Swift, and I'm coming around to be a Swiftie, like. Why do you want her words? I'm with Halsey on this. That's her. She sat down and wrote with a pen and typed at a computer these words out and then read them, sang them through her lip. Like this.
First and foremost,
I actually feel for her right now.
I'm gonna withhold judgment. First and foremost, to make money, mm-hmm. because every time a radio station like ours plays those songs that they have bought, every time they are streamed, you make money. It's like the register just rolling. Mm-hmm. You make money off of it. I believe, and again, I look forward to the analysis of this today, and I'll scan all over and read thousands of words on this. I think it's also a power play by Scooter Braun and these people to kind of become the godfather, the kingpin of all things pop music. So I think that there's some ego and antagonism there. Mm-hmm. But I think more than anything, it's about the money. And again, I'm going to withhold judgment on this of who's to blame, who knew what, when. Because I think Scooter Braun's wife brought up a pretty good point. Taylor Swift has often had us fall to believe, or we've been naive to believe, that these people have played her.
Mm-hmm.
And over and over again, we see back. Well, hold on a second. Maybe Taylor was the one that was jerking some of these people around. And I'm talking about all the relationships in their life. And Scooter Braun's wife saying that you have picked up and dropped friends like they have been, you know, disposable things that you buy at Target. There's some validity to that.
There is, but like these are her words. Like that's I think I'm just coming from a place of like. If someone were to take like my Deja stuff and was like, "Well, you can't wear that anymore because now I own it," or
but
like
you didn't say, but there are some places there are smart, savvy business places where we used mm-hmm. to work. There's language in the contract that says if we develop an idea for that place, we cannot use it here because they own the idea.
I don't know. I just think it's like someone stole. I get where she's. It's like someone stole her diary, and they're like gonna rip a page off and like, here I need. You can use this page for $250 million, and there's gonna be those people who are like, ooh yes, like this is why I'm not in big business.
I guess. I believe the public opinion will side with Taylor for exactly mm-hmm. what you like. Scooter Braun, why do you want Love Story?
Right.
The legal side of things will side with the businesses and like again, let's make the example of Deja. Let's say when you first started Deja at George's, George had you sign a contract and buried in that language said, if you leave here, Deja stays. So that would mean you would have to create a completely different personality if you were to go work elsewhere because he owns Deja.
But I need a good lawyer.
Because we're young, we're so excited for this opportunity, we can't afford the lawyers that these big mega corporations can. The minutia comes back to bite us in the end. So while again, it sucks for Taylor in a lot of emotional ways, This is unfortunately how business works.
So is it every album up to Reputation? Or yes. Is Reputation part of that?
Reputation was for the...
For Universal Music Group, right?
No, I believe this one is.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think Reputation was the last one on Big Machine.
Oh, girl. Oops.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. The other story, it looks like Lil Nas X is gay. You know what? I don't care.
I didn't care either. Like, someone was like, did you hear about Lil Nas X? You know what's the first thing when someone tells me? You've done it to me before. Have you heard about so-and-so? Oh, my God, did they die? Like, I just go right to that. They're like, no, he's gay. I go, oh, well, he's kind of dead now. Come on. He was a black country singer. Now he's an out country singer-ish and in a hip-hop culture. I'll see him next year at Pride.
And you know, but
which isn't a bad thing.
If this empowers him, we'll get on to it later. But I'm curious. Obviously, this is overshadowed in a big way by Taylor Swift. Yeah. But black gay cowboy, it fits like a lot of '90s stereotypes.
Well, like, I'm happy he's done it because like, and I say this all the time when someone of that stature, because like he's had like the number one song since January. I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there. But I'm just saying like he saved someone's life, like coming out like someone who as a person of color, who a kid who listened to hip hop was like, oh, or as a person of color who's black, who likes country, who's kind of just like, eh, we don't do that in this house. But like to actually see someone who like, wow, that's he has saved some lives.
And maybe his own.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's come to grips with it, because I think the takeaway quote or paraphrasing him was, I thought y'all knew,
right?
701 with the morning reboot. Where is the best place in Southwick has gone to do this in less than 15 minutes? 713, good morning. The morning reboot, Q105, Eric Chase and Floyd. Where to do driver's training? 419-240-1055. You can call or text. And we have a lot of comments on our Facebook page to get to. But first, is your mom up?
She is. She just texted me.
My condolences to you, Miss Donna.
She's hungry. I was like, okay, we can go get food.
Did you, Glendale?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just said, meet me at Glendale at a certain time. And she's like, yes.
You have glitter on your eyelids.
It's a mess. I know. I was trying to be so pretty this weekend, and it won't come off. But you know what? After a certain moment, any person who deals with glitter, whether you're a dance dad or a dance mom or like a cheer person or a drag queen, at a certain point, you just kind of give up and just let the glitter win. And at some point, hope it just flakes off your face. I'm at that moment right now.
That was another thing that upset me about the birthday gift and birthday serenade I got over the weekend.
There was glitter.
My old neighbor, yes, she includes things that, that yes, like the bigger pieces, and the dog tries to eat it, so.
Oh, well, see, was it confetti or glitter?
It was large glitter. But again, my condolences to you and your Floyd's mom. Floyd's aunt passed away this week. It's something we've been talking a bit about here on the Morning Reboot. All right, let's get to this. We have somebody that works here. I'm not going to name her name. Rhymes with something like Mary.
Yeah.
She has a daughter that's learning how to drive, and I don't know if she said it or it just came up in conversation. But usually, before the best place to teach, the best and safest place to teach your kid how to drive was at Southwick,
because
it was all that open space. Now that's gone. So what are the other options? 419-240-1055. How about?
I like these suggestions, though.
How about? And I didn't look at them, so hit me with those. But I'm gonna throw something out there first. 419-240-1055. You're teaching someone to drive, no matter if they're 15, 16, or I don't like old people who have licenses.
You know what? You don't like old people with licenses?
I don't like old people who have licenses. You should have to take a driving test when you're like 65 or 7. Because
like to renew it? Yeah.
Hey, Helen.
Yeah.
Helen. 419-240-1055. Where are the best places to do some driver's training? Did anybody on that list say the Woodville Mall?
No, but we have a lot. I'm going to kill literally. We have a lot of comments, but I'm going to knock out 15 now. The rec center. That's a good place too. But I can't put the parking lot in my vision. I'm sure it's.
I can. It's empty.
Yeah.
Right. It's empty. And, you probably won't get up to any real high speeds, but that's okay. Quick quick side story if I could. Mm-hmm. My dad took me to some back area off of Main Road, semi-industrial area. We've got tons of them here. And I learned that way. And I remember the first thing he taught me was I started using both feet.
I was a both feeder too.
Right for gas, left for brake. He's like, no, 1 foot. And then I eventually got my license. He taught me how to drive a stick because that was his car. Mm. And I will never forget. I was driving. He said, let's take it out onto the boulevard. And we did. That's like the Anthony Wayne Trail. And I stalled out in front of a police car on like 6 o'clock. The police put the lights on. I hopped over the stick instead of walking around the car. I was like, Dad, I'm done.
Oh, you were just out?
Yeah.
See, there's a text and there's also a comment. I also learned to drive this way too, so I'm happy someone said it. My friend Tanya, she took me driving through a cemetery. Because like they're like roads, but no one's really there. Mm. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, I remember her having me drive through, and I was so nervous. She's like, "Foy, this is like the real road, but like no one's on it." Yeah, because my mom didn't have the patience to teach me how to drive.
And they're already dead.
Yeah, well, stop that. But I'm just saying, like, it's very intelligent to do a, cemetery.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Where's a good place to teach some driving lessons?
The best place for the expressway is 280.
Well, how come you're jumping awfully fast there? But yeah, I guess at some point you've got to get on a big road and open it up. Why 280?
Because it's still got the expressway, but it's not as busy and none of the construction like on 75. It goes down to 2 lanes, so you don't have all the semi traffic, and it doesn't make them as nervous.
No, it's a good point.
That, yeah.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
For sure.
Any particular part of it, like closer to the turnpike or more closer to, like the city?
My son was always more comfortable. He just learned to drive this year after he got off of the Glass City Bridge going down to the turnpike because he got to experience going a little bit faster. And like I said, there wasn't as much traffic.
How was the experience for you teaching him?
Better for me than my husband.
How come?
I don't know. He was just more comfortable. My husband was more nervous. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I took driver's training through the Y that my family was a big part of back home. And I was always mesmerized by, and by the way, 419-240-1055. Best place to do some driving lessons here on our roads with no more Southwick.
Mm-hmm.
I was always mesmerized by how the driving trainer could parallel park from the passenger seat, and he had the brake and gas on his side.
Oh, he had the double.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he could use his feet and his left arm to parallel park. I'm like, you're a whiz. Like, it was mesmerizing.
Goals. As reading through more, I want a child just to go through this. Commenter said her dad took her to the Owens by FedEx, and in the back they had that huge area, and then
That whole area
is great. Yeah.
Everything off of, I don't know, the exit that goes the opposite way from Penta, I forget which way that.
Not the Buck Road, right?
It is Buck Road. But,
okay.
Yeah, like Buckeye's over there. Mm-hmm. There's NRB's. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a great spot.
Yeah. And then also I lost it. Oh, yeah, the new spot where on Secor, Elder Beerman just closed. There was a Sears right there. That's a huge. You can set up a whole course that way.
Yeah.
In that area by the Sonic and.
Could have gone to Sears when it was still open.
But now it's your driving track.
That's a good spot. Mm-hmm. What was the hardest thing for you to do? Hardest thing for you to learn? Hardest in your whole driving experience learning?
Not to be a hard breaker. Yeah. I would just stomp on it so fast. I think my first time I took my driver's test twice. The first time I failed, it was a roll stop. Did the maneuverability perfectly, but then you didn't take your driver's test here. But when you go to Heather Downs, they make you turn right in front of the Stranahan, and you just go drive right through this neighborhood where they have like a little court, little roundabout
thing. Yeah, the apartments are over
there. Yeah. So, and there's a stop sign right there. Like, it's a perfect place to take your driver's test. It's not too congested, but there are cars and stuff just in case for that real world experience. And instead of at the stop sign, I stopped. I kind of just like slow and just kept rolling.
California stop.
And she literally was just like, damn it. And she legit said, damn it. I go, did I do something wrong? She said, you were doing so well. She's like, you did a roll stop. And I go, what's that? She goes, you technically didn't stop at the stop sign. I go, dang. But like, I'm so young. I thought I stopped, but mentally I did not stop. I just kind of slowed down just enough to just creep past the stop sign.
Does everybody here have to go to that Heather Downs location to get...
It's either that or Bowling Green.
Okay. And
keep in mind, I took my driver's test in the early 2000s, so I don't know if any of that's changed, but I know half my... I know some of my cousins went to BG because, quote-unquote, easier, but yeah. I was like, it's still a driver's test. I mean, and when my cousin explained to me what she did to her driver's test, I said, I did the same thing, but I went through a neighborhood. I guess they have more just open dirt roads out there.
Well, when I was taking my driver's test in Philadelphia, so my birthday was in May, and I mm-hmm. wanted to get my license as soon as I possibly could. But yes, I heard that there were different locations. Mm-hmm. Like, some had less hard asses than others.
Not to brag,
I passed on my first time.
Pretty much everyone passed on their first time, but like, not me.
Not you.
Not me, but like, I remember she, plain as day, that stop sign I rode through, she just said, damn it. And I go, what? I thought I hit something. And she's like, you were doing so well. She's like, you have to stop at a stop sign. She's like, stop at a stop sign. If there's no cars, count to three. And I was like,
three?
Oh. Well, I thought the same thing as a young adult. I was like, three? That's enough time for someone just to whiz through. But like, the second time I had heard, I was like, yes, I got Sergeant Shepard. That was her name. If you're still around, I love you. But like, so I was like, and then we came up to the stop sign and she just like kind of put her pin down. I was just like,
one,
two, three. And I looked at her, I was like, and I went for, I felt like an old man. But she was like, very good, Mr. Anderson. She's like, you got your license. I was like, yes, but still have no car. But it's okay.
7:23 with the morning reboot. Paddleful Ladies is coming up in just a couple of minutes, and we've got lots of prizes to give away. So be ready to call for that. What is that? You know that we do a lot of good, Floyd, with Equality Toledo, Pride, mm-hmm. and so much more. My stuff with the mental health community.
Yeah.
Who do you care the most about that? And last place you were naked is on the way. On Q105, good morning. It's the morning reboot. You can still hop into our panel full of ladies to join Sherry, 419-240-1055. Sherry will be on. You'll be on as well, 419-240-1055. A couple of quick things to run down. Mercy Nurses are voting today and tomorrow to ratify that second tentative agreement. Also, the U.S. women's soccer team won over the weekend. They beat the home team, France. They'll play again tomorrow against England at 3:00. If they win that game, there should be many, many big places, including maybe the Mommy Indoor and maybe the ballpark again, to watch that Saturday game. It should be Saturday if my days are correct. And in the wake of July 4th, that would be quite an event. And I have a friend who has been officially hired at Whole Foods. And I said, you don't have to tell me when the public can shop there or when it opens, but just tell me. She said August. So we're on the cusp of finally getting that Whole Foods. And Bill Horman's leaving 13?
Yes, he is. I just, 4 minutes ago, 13ABC just posted it.
Good luck, Bill Horman.
Yes.
And I think if you watch the end of the 4:30 and 5 a.m. 13ABC broadcasts, you'll be able to watch the national anthem.
Yes. So Stefan stayed over, and I was like, Jeff Smith was like, oh, just so you guys know, between this and this, we're going to play the national anthem. And I was like, well, that's different. And then all of a sudden I went to the bathroom and I heard, oh, sick. I was like, oh, that was quick. He's like, I guess it's happening now.
I guess that used to be a thing and now it's back. Mm-hmm. Well, across the entire, so Gray Broadcasting owns 13ABC across their whole network across the country. They'll do the anthem.
And we were talking about like how I remember like Fox, CBS, ABC all going off the air at like midnight or 1:00 and playing it. And then playing it as it came back on, like around 6:00. So
we're not doing that. Sorry. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for holding on. 45 Waterville. You're married and you have 6 kids?
Basically, yes. It's the second marriage.
Oh, okay. Basically. Okay. Also, hi, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Liz is 27, single. Any kids?
No.
Okay.
I hope I don't lose you.
You have what?
No, I said I hope I don't lose you. I go through a spot on this road that I might lose you.
Okay, hopefully we won't lose you. Sherry, what is your favorite, you know, we're very active in the community here on this show. What is your favorite community organization that you find a way to give money or time or whatever you can to?
As of right now, I don't give to it, but my ex-husband runs a community service that is called,
What is it?
Okay, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It's a newer community organization that's nonprofit, and it is out of Iowa or Idaho.
They build beds for people, right? For kids?
They do.
I'm familiar with it. Yes. That's a great idea.
So, my children are very involved. My children. I have three boys.
Got it. I might have met your husband at a Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition meeting like a year or so ago, and it was a fascinating idea. I had no idea that there are so many kids who I've never even thought about before, who's sleeping without beds, and it's a great org. Liz, what about you? Favorite community organization?
Locally, Toledo Zoo.
How come?
I like the conservation efforts that they've got going on, especially within the region, trying to bring back like the natural habitat.
For sure. Excellent. Okay, next up. Sherry, where's the strangest place you've ever found yourself naked?
naked. Probably long ago with my ex again. On his friend's boat.
Okay. Just drinking, having a good time, and clothes got thrown
overboard? The boat was dry docked, so it was not even in the water. Mm-hmm. And we were the only two on it.
Stuff happens. Live a little. Liz, what about you? Liz, what's the strangest place you've ever found yourself naked?
I'm really not that interesting, but probably, like, as a kid, going skinny dipping at a cousin's pool.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't have to be an interesting answer. I was naked not long ago on my couch, and it's not a place I wanted to be. Long story that I don't want to bring up on the air. Next up, Sherry and Liz, try to come up with maybe a past ex for this. Sherry, what's something that your significant other says all the time?
Oh, my husband now always says, and?
Like in a condescending way?
Oh, it can be anyway.
Okay. Liz, how about a past ex of yours? Something that they repeatedly said.
Slow down, turbo.
Slow down,
and
turbo.
And what was the context of that?
I don't remember, but it was a lot. He said it a lot.
Is that like some cartoon?
There's that snail, that racing movie, Turbo.
Slow down, turbo.
Yeah. I don't know if he was referencing that or if he was referencing Wreck-It Ralph. I have no idea to
this day. Okay. Slow down there, Turbo. What does Stefan say the most, Floyd?
Well, he's actually just picked this up. Stand down. Like, what? He just picked it up this week, and he's said it like five times a day so far.
Everybody missed the hand motion that went with that. Oh, yeah. It was like a mouth closing.
It's like the two fingers and the thumb closing shut. Stand down.
Last question. Sherry, what's the best thing about your street or your neighborhood?
I don't know that one.
Do you like where you live?
Not really.
Okay, all right, sorry. Liz, best thing about your street and or neighborhood?
I think it's pretty diverse. Like, younger people, older people, it's pretty much a mix.
Okay.
And I like that.
Where do you live? We didn't get that when we got you on the air.
Oh, sorry, I live in BG.
Okay, all right. Liz, Sherry, hold on 1 second. We have prizes for you. Favorite thing about your street?
I like that it's quiet, because I'm on the offset of, like, right before entering the Old West End. I like that it's quiet, and I love my neighbors. Like, they're artsy, but like we're not like crazy artists. Like we respect each other's space, and it's just quiet. Like I love it.
Not that your name is the street name.
Apparently I've said it before, and then we got a text. I was like, Floyd, you live on Floyd Street? I'm like, I do. It's a long street, so you don't know which part. But
how egocentric.
That's what drove me to it, though. I can't lie.
7:43, Janet Amid will join us for free astrological readings after 8 o'clock. Dive back into the Taylor Swift drama next. 7:57 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd, Janet Amid soon to give you a free astrological reading. Our text number always available for you, 419-240-1055. Taylor Swift had all of her albums on her prior record label bought up by Scooter Braun, who is the empire of Justin Bieber going back to about a decade or so ago, and now Ariana Grande and many, many more. And
Is that, did he get his boost to stardom from Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to think of his other clients. I know he's worked with Jessie J. I don't know if he's still with her.
And he's, I think it's SB Projects. Mm-hmm. So Taylor penned something on Tumblr last night, how this was devious, how Scooter Braun and his people, Kim, Kanye, Bieber, have always bullied her. Scooter Braun's wife clapped back and said, hold on a second, you pick up and drop friends like disposable stuff from Target.
She didn't clap back. She fashion bug sandal back, okay?
Yes. Halsey jumped on and said, this is why I write all of my own stuff so I can keep it. It's my artful intellectual property. Several megastars, Selena Gomez, I believe Demi Lovato and Adele, apparently have unfollowed Scooter Braun on social media. And the answer for this is money. You buy this because you can, you said that they're planning to release these songs on iTunes, which Taylor's song has not been before?
Yeah, our one of our top texters, Morgan, just told me that they're going to release her our prior albums to Reputation on iTunes. So I just like Googled it, and it's on the internet. It's apparently true. So, and she, I know you can get some singles on there, but I don't know if you could have got complete album.
Taylor has always been very protective of her music before, and if she didn't like the deal that her labels had with Spotify's, Pandora's, any distribution service, she would withhold them. I think she withheld from Spotify at a certain point in time, and then eventually relented and put it on there. She obviously, I think, for the upcoming album, Lover, that comes out on August 23rd, I believe there is a special partnership with Target with Extra Music. So she is a very savvy business person. So is Scooter Braun. Obviously, at the core of this is buy this because it's a property to make money. And I was watching a little bit of CBS Good Morning, and they didn't have any lawyers on to dig into the minutia of the legalities of this. But it's basically, and Taylor alludes to it, she's 15 years old, she signed this contract, and you're excited, you're eager, it's your first breakthrough, and these contracts, you don't have the kind of lawyers that the corporations do. There's language buried in there. Like, I don't think Scooter Braun and the other guy did anything wrong. They just followed the legal language, which Taylor was beholden to, and the PR will support Taylor, but the law will not.
Do you think it's one of those situations, because she was such a minor, like, she couldn't do anything without, like, her mom or dad anyway.
And
you
a lawyer.
Like you just said, like, probably couldn't afford it. Do you think they dumbed down the language while still getting the... But no. Like, but they still got their point across. Like, no big words, but like, still this means that.
Nope.
Okay.
No, and I'm sure they had a lawyer, but their lawyer was probably $100 an hour, where the record label's lawyer was like $100 a minute.
Okay.
So, I mean, again,
It's a poopy situation all around, but like I said, I'm Team Taylor with this one, but I after you explain it, or like reading through it more, like, legally, he did nothing wrong.
Right, you have no recourse.
And I'm just like, ugh.
You have no recourse.
Yeah.
I'll use this comparison. We look at professional athletes, all this NBA stuff yesterday. Kevin Durant is going to play for the Brooklyn Nets. And you go, wow, these people make lots of money. But you know who these people are millionaires. But billionaires are the ones that pay them and write up the contracts.
Putting oil on that machine.
Lil Nas X seemingly came out as gay yesterday on the last day of Pride Month. The rapper posted a tweet about his new song, Closure, with the message, some of y'all already know, some of y'all don't care, some of y'all gone, FWM no more. But before this month ends, I want y'all to listen closely to Closure. A couple hours later, after several messages of support from his followers, he followed up with another tweet, along with the artwork from his album featuring the colors of the rainbow, a symbol of the LGBTQ pride. Deadass thought I made it obvious.
I think I'll just say this. My voice, I don't know how he sounds talking, but I think if I watch him do an interview and he doesn't sound like you, I'll be so mad. Because every time you every time you quote Lil Nas X, it's you telling me. I've never actually heard him talk.
Okay.
So like, if I want him to sound like you, but I know he probably doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm just look, I don't care what his sexuality
is. Do interviews?
He has to have done something. Okay. I'm still stuck on the gay black cowboy thing, and it's very Village People-like.
No! You will not do my Lil Nas X like that.
Am I wrong?
No!
One last thing. I've been waiting since I read this over the weekend because you're my source for thumbs up, thumbs down on the future of live Disney action movies. Where Aladdin, I think, was number 4 at the box office this weekend. Toy Story 1 this weekend. We're getting closer to The Lion King. How do you feel about the likelihood of Melissa McCarthy being casted as Ursula in The Little Mermaid?
I'm not in.
Really?
I'm not in.
How come?
Ursula is larger than life. I don't know if she could pull that off. However, I did say this online. I said the same thing about Aladdin, and I ate a piece of humble pie. So it could she could prove me wrong.
Rob Marshall from Mary Poppins Returns is directing it. Lin-Manuel Miranda will be responsible for production and music. Of course, the original songs will be in there from The Little Mermaid. My biggest thing is, like, and I didn't see Aquaman, and I know that it did well with Jason Momoa and Amber Heard back in December. People were like, how are they going to do a movie about a guy that lives underwater?
I thought the same thing. Like, I don't want to see, like, sun rays beaming on their face the whole time. Like,
yeah, so same thing with this. 804 with the Morning Reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Our friend Janet Amid will be by shortly. We will get you a free astrological reading here on Q105.
Q105.
817, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd and our wondrous, all-seeing, clairvoyant Janet Amid. We have someone on standby, Floyd?
Yes, we have Scott.
Scott! Scott, hold on just a minute. If you'd like to get a free astrological reading, maybe you've got questions about your relationship, 419-240-1055. We just need your name. Your name, it doesn't matter about your name. We need your birthday. Time of birth is really helpful.
Names mean something.
It's friendly.
They have a vibration, a frequency. So when I get a name, it tells me about the person. Don't you know that by now?
Scott.
Oh my gosh.
If you're calling about someone else, a relationship, or if you'd like to know about your boss or a coworker you're having trouble with, we could use their information as well. No, like, super serious questions. Like, no, when am I going to get pregnant, right?
Well, I mean, it takes more depth than detail, but yeah, I mean, I can work with it.
Is the cancer going to go away?
Like, oh, stop!
We'd like to keep it light and fluffy here on this show. 419-240-1055. First up, what are you talking about July 4th? Like, that has nothing to do with astrology.
What are you talking about?
What is July? What does Independence Day have to do with astrology?
Well, I mean, our country was born under the sign of Cancer. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait. We declared independence on July 4th.
Right, but it was also born under the sign of Cancer. And from what my calculations tell me, when they signed the agreement,
right,
it was around 11-ish, 12 o'clock in the afternoon or so. I did it between 12 and 4, so it came up with the Sag rising, which means that this is a country that takes in everyone. It is it's a loving country. It's an emotional country, which we are. So it's Cancer with an ascendant, maybe possibly in Sagittarius, which means that it's that sort of like optimistic, positive. We trust everyone more. I think we do. We trust more than we should, let me put it that way.
Somebody in a high power might disagree with you, but I'm glad to see
it's
you.
It's a good country.
419-240-1055.
Glad to see you, too.
Ready to roll into our calls here? First yes. up is Scott. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Hi.
What's your question for the clairvoyant Janet Amid?
I would like to know about my career.
You know, one of the things I was looking at here, didn't you have a big change in your career a few years back, like 6-7 years ago? Would have been 2012, 2013, 2014?
Yeah, right around there, yep.
Yeah, that showed a change. Now, the next major one that's coming up is December 2020 through 2023. But in between that cycle, you have a door opening up that's kind of hitting since last December. I'm big on dates. And so last December into this year, you're getting antsy, which you normally do. You're methodical, you're analytical. You are a workaholic. You like to control, not in a bad way. I mean, you like to kind of control your own destiny, which means you like to kind of be your own boss. And you can definitely tell that. And you're very, very methodical with everything you do and deliberate. So the change that I'm seeing is very good this year. It's a door opening up that began last December into this year. So probably, I would say, after August 10 of 2019 this year, things are going to start moving. It's a little stuck right now, so nothing's really hitting as quickly as it should. But after August 10, it'll start happening for you. But the major cycle is not till December 2020 through 2023. And you're attracted to culture, travel, trying different things. You're really attracted to those things, international things.
Scott, what do you do? What do you do?
You remind me of an engineer, though.
What do you do now? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm a Little Debbie guy. I go around to the stores and deliver Little Debbies.
Oh, we know this. This is our Scott. Hi, Scott.
Yeah. Hi.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
I'm surprised you never went into marketing, sales, engineering, things like that.
I spent most of my life in sales.
Yeah, that shows up, and you're good at that, and you're also very methodical. But the thing is, your job is excellent with what you're doing, but I feel that with everything that you're doing, I don't know if it's enough for what you should be doing. You have a very good chart, very expansive chart. You need to take the bull by the horns and move with it, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Scott. Good to talk to you. Next up, line two, Floyd.
Hi.
We have Jerry. She is actually calling for her daughter's relationship.
Hopefully we've got
and that's her,
her
birthday, and that's her husband's birthday.
I really hate these.
We'll do our best, Jerry. What's your specific question for Janet?
Their finances.
Okay.
Are we able to answer that one?
I can answer it. It's just that I don't have his time of birth to be more specific. I'd rather when people call, they call for themselves, to be honest with you. Because I really, this is a little bit more in depth. Does she know you're calling?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. I just had that feeling.
I smell bad news.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just that what I find is that they're having a lot of issues right now. They've been having a lot of issues. It's not just about money, honey. It's other things, too. Their relationship is not that great sometimes, and they have a lot of issues when it comes to his sense of responsibility. Your daughter's motivated. She's a good worker. She's, and I'm not saying he's not, but they struggle with each other a lot. And since they've gotten together, there's been a lot of issues about money. And he's not materialistic at all, but he has to work on his motivation and quit playing video games and hanging out with his buddies too much.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they go together at all. So I don't know what brought... Well, they're very different. I mean, that's why I said I would love to have his time of birth. I see him as a friendly guy. He's very nice. He's a very friendly guy, and she's... But they seem to have different goals in mind and different ideals of things.
Fortnite paying the bills. Hey, Jerry, thanks for the phone call.
Hopefully it'll get better. It'll get better in the next couple weeks or so. Things might shift for him with his work. So that I think that'll be better. Good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry. One more before...
Told you he didn't know about it. They didn't know about
it. It's Q105, the morning reboot. Who's this, Floyd?
This is Janie.
Hi, Janie. What's your question for Jan and Amin? Thank you for holding on.
That's okay. Just life in general.
I need a question, because otherwise, if you need a life in general, call the office.
Well, I guess then relationship.
Are you involved with somebody right now, honey?
No.
Okay, so you want to know if somebody's in the picture, so to speak. Well, I'm surprised you're not in a relationship, to be honest with you. I know you're torn between having your freedom and having somebody in your life. You're in conflict with that. There's a part of you that says, I don't want to be boxed in, but there's a part of you that says, I really just want to be in love, and you hold on to the past a lot. You have to work on that. You're sort of excessive. You're a little obsessive about things, and part of that obsessiveness has to do with past relationships. You're very friendly, definitely. I love that about you. I think you're friendly, but you also have this really strong, rigid side, too. And what's interesting about romance is you had gone through a difficult time way back in that 2014 through 15 cycle, 2014, 2015-ish. So now you're moving out of that. And this, I think you're going to meet somebody, but I don't think it's going to be this year. I think it's going to be around the end of this year into next year. Spring, summer, 2020, even as early as January, February 2020 is a great cycle for you.
Okay.
Okay, did that make sense about the 2014, 2015, 2016? It was job, work, but it was also relationships.
Yeah, it was probably more job and work, but yeah.
Yeah, you had some tough times in financial. That's going to clear up for you. Good luck, honey.
Thanks very much. More calls to come with Janet and Amin. It's 8:25 now. Whether it's love or work, we'll get to your questions on the way. 8:37. some more time with Jan and Mid here on Q105. We've got our signs coming up. First, we've got one last call to get to. I believe Floyd McKenzie.
It's McKenzie.
Has been kind enough to hold on. Hi, McKenzie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Independence Day week.
Yes, excited.
new moon week as well. What is your question for Jan and Amir?
I'm currently going through a divorce, so just a little fearful of the future. If you could give me any signs.
Who is this other person, honey?
Her ex.
Is that your ex?
Soon to
be. Yeah.
Did he play around on you? Because I see him as, you know, man, he was a good talker. This guy could tell stories. I mean, honestly, whoo. Am I right?
Yes.
A lot of whipped cream on a lot of caca.
Oh, there it is.
I don't know what to. I don't know where we're going with this whole thing. But I will tell you one thing. I would have warned you before you married him for sure. You would have ignored it because the chemistry was really strong. But we won't talk about him because we need to look at your future. I will say this: you guys didn't have kids together, did you? Because it shows you would have differences about kids and family stuff.
That's correct.
Horrible, horrible issues there. But I will say this much. You are going to meet someone else. You need to work through some of your own issues, if you don't mind me saying so. What is this about your mom?
I'm very, very close with my mom.
Very attached. Very attached.
Yeah, I mean, knock that off.
No, but I mean, she influences you a lot, and your ex resented that a lot.
Yes.
That was the biggest problem you guys had. Well, one of them, amongst other things. But anyway, I will say that right now, you're not in the easiest relationship period of your life. I'm going to be honest with you, to draw someone out. You're still grieving. So, you know, there's an old saying, to get over someone, you get under someone kind of a thing. I'm just saying.
Safely.
Wow.
But I don't think that that should be the case, because I really believe you need to work on yourself, because last year really knocked you for a loop, sweetie, and it was a hard, hard year for you. Obviously, you're going to have another marriage, and it's going to be in 20, write this down because I'm right, December 2020 through 2023. So that means that within the next year, 6 months, year, I would say you're going to meet somebody. Yeah, you have no problem meeting people. It's not going to be a problem there.
Oh,
it's just meeting the right person. You're so cute today. I'm talking to Eric.
McKenzie, sounds like you'll be okay, which makes
me
happy.
You are going to be okay, but you need to work on your emotions, because you have some anxiety like beyond words. How you come across and how you might feel and how you might act upon those feelings are two different things. Work on that. Come and see me at the office. I think you would really get some insight, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You're a beautiful person.
McKenzie, good luck with everything.
Yes.
All right. We have some signs that we have to get to.
I forgot to tell her that her ex-husband has lower back issues.
Well, she doesn't have to worry about that now.
Not a problem.
Well, he needs to work on his lower back, and we have a new moon.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we have a new moon. Well, actually, tonight, it's a solar eclipse of the moon, and it's in the sign of Cancer.
A solar eclipse in other parts of the planet, right?
Yeah.
Turn around.
And it's going to be a good aspect. So for all the signs of the zodiac, and we'll begin with Aries. Cutie pie.
Aries.
Hey, Aries. This week's new moon highlights your area of home. A good time to just sit back and nest in the comforts of your own inner foundation. This triggers a strong desire to clean your house, garage sale, or just purge. Emotions are set. Kind of flow with it. Taurus.
Taurus.
You may find that your skills at expressing how you are magnified this week, as the new moon and the transiting sun highlight your area of chat, which is communication, obviously. Strong sentiments towards family and neighbors this week, as also having a strong desire to get away, maybe taking a short trip during this holiday week. Gemini. Your emotions are very attached to your personal possessions and finances, as the new moon accents your area of finance. It's a good week to just kind of work on your money situation and get yourself in sync with that. Cancer. The new moon is taking place in your own sign. The limelight is going to be on you. This can be a really good start for the fresh new week that we have, as your desire to self-improve is a good cycle for you. It's time to focus on yourself. If anything, kind of getting in sync between mind and spirit, it can take you a long way. Leo. Time to clear out any sort of past negative patterns. Time to really focus in on where you are at this junction in your life. Plan accordingly and smoothly to bring your dreams into fruition. Virgo.
Virgo.
You may find that your desire to be with family and friends is majorly intensified this week as a new moon accents your area of friendships and colleagues. Time to entertain and socialize. July 4th, here we come. Also, a good time to focus on your goals and ambitions. Libra.
Libra.
You have a great voice. This week's new moon time is to place your best foot forward ahead of the game plan. Let others see what you're all about. Good cycle for recognition. Though balance is the key, it's important to keep yourself open to new opportunities, specifically work that may fall into place. Scorpio. You may see yourself a bit more introspective than usual as the new moon occupies your area of higher thinking. A good time to plan a vacation or even focus on educational pursuit. This is your week to live out of the box, Sagittarius.
Sad.
One of the best signs of the zodiac.
Yeah, great.
Time to really buckle down when it comes to money matters, investments, or otherwise. Strong yet very lucrative week to kind of set your goals and kind of do what you need to do. It's a good week to really focus on anything relating to finances more than anything else. Also, this is a good week to really kind of take stock of things that you need to take stock in. And it's all about you this week. For Capricorns.
Capricorn!
For Capricorns, your relationships, both work and personal, are the key focus this week. Time to get yourself out of yourself and see where your patterns are at. Pay attention to anything illegal while keeping yourself in check. So any sort of legal matters. Aquarius. Your week where you feel the most in control, mind, body, and spirit. A good cycle for you as your desire to really buckle down with health becomes more evident than ever. Time to take a look at what you are avoiding. Pisces. You may be in the groove this week as speculation or chance taking is in the cards for you. Good strong cycle to be creative as your creative juices are at their high point. If anyone would like to get a hold of me, the office number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or janetamid@aol.com. I know AOL's older than, you know, water, but whatever.
I retired that joke.
I know, but it's just I've had it forever. And every time I try to change, people go right back to it. But anyway, so have everyone have a great July 4th. And drive very carefully and be aware that you got to drive carefully.
And don't blow your fingers off. And AOL is almost as old as Janet. Hey, what was it like when we declared independence back then?
I don't know.
Oh, good one.
Why would you say that?
America.
America.
I'll talk to you during the week.
We'll have coffee, hopefully.
JanetAmid@AOL.com and the number one more time for the office.
419-882-5510. And also put on your calendars, everyone. September 29th, we have a psychic event at the Maumee Pinnacle with like 40 readers, vendors, everything. So it's September 29th at the Maumee Pinnacle. Mark it on your calendar. It's on a Sunday, which it is a great, it's going to be a good time.
Okay. 8:45 now at the morning reboot. Remember to text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get our podcast link. 8:57 with the morning reboot on Q105. So much humor here off the air with us. It's Eric Chase and Floyd live on our Q105 Facebook page. Let's introduce, I hope, someone we can call a new friend to the show.
Absolutely.
Filet mignon.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Actually, Phil, who was the winner of our talent competition last week at Hollywood Casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, apparently, you are a rapper.
Yes.
But besides that, you have an incredible story about things that you've overcome.
Right.
And I also, Flint, I told him that he's way overdressed for our show.
Yeah, I'm looking like... It's like, can I take money out my bank account right now? Like,
I have to go to work after this.
Do you want to bank?
Yes.
Okay, I call it.
That's exactly
what it is. Okay, I was like,
you got it,
Phil.
He looks nice though. Very nice.
Good to meet you. Thanks for taking some time. So, congratulations on the big win at the talent competition.
Thank you.
You are a skilled rapper, but what? Tell me about some of the background. There's some. I don't want to say. Disability, some ailments, what's going on?
Yeah, so when I was two, I had a brain tumor.
Okay.
And then when they tried to remove it, something went wrong. Okay. And it gave me right-sided weakness.
Okay.
So from that point to now, I've went through years and years of occupational and physical therapy, and I've had about 40 surgeries.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
When was the last one, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it was actually 2016.
Okay.
Because I actually, of all places, I had an internship to broadcast baseball for Athletes in Action in Alaska.
Oh, my God.
And so I flew out to Alaska. I wasn't even there for a couple days. And one of the first signs that the shunts that drain fluid into my stomach that help the brain, like, help deal with that, they have a lifespan.
And when you can tell that they're going out, I get like chronic headaches.
Okay.
And I had just had them replaced in January. And these things can last years. They can last months. I had them replaced in January, went out to Alaska in June, and then I was in Alaska for a couple days, and I got chronic headaches.
Oh, man.
Had to come back?
Yeah, and it came back, and so I ended up getting surgeries in Alaska. And but the surgeon there, of all places, did a surgery to where I don't have shunts anymore.
Good.
So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
So are you out of the woods, perfect. Or is this something you have to deal with the rest of your life?
I mean, for the most part, I'm out of the woods, but at the same time, there's... I mean, hypothetically, I'm never going to say never. So, right.
Wow, threw me for a curve. I didn't expect to hear.
I was not ready for that either.
Well, I forget the surgeries and stuff. I mean, Alaskan baseball broadcast.
Yeah, right.
Sport. You've got an interest in sports, but you are a rapper. How did you get involved? Where's the love of music come from?
So honestly, I just growing up, I have four older brothers. And I mean, growing up, they all listened to like this kind of stations, and so like rap music. And so growing up, I would just be around it. And then when I was in high school, I think it was in between freshman and sophomore year of high school, my friend made a Facebook page and called it like Fans of Freestyle, and he would just put like freestyle raps. And he said, if you want to do it, just try it. And so I tried it, and then I just never really stopped.
So you write your own stuff?
Yeah.
And just, what do you do? You kind of say it out loud, and then you started performing places, or how?
So a lot of the stuff I would do like to myself. Like, I wouldn't even tell people that I rapped. Like, people knew that I rapped my senior year of high school.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Anthony Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, so they knew that I rapped my...
The first ever rapper out of Anthony Wayne.
Yeah, no kidding. And so my senior year is when like I came out of my shell, because that's when I kind of like stopped caring about what everybody thought.
Your name is Phil.
Yep.
Your stage name is Filet Mignon.
Yep.
Okay.
I got that nickname in the eighth grade from one of my buddies on my basketball team.
All right.
So everybody on the basketball team had a nickname except for me. He goes, Phil.
Lay.
Phil Lay. Filet Mignon. Okay. It's stuck.
There you go.
Who are some of the artists of any genre that you respect and appreciate?
I mean, there's a ton of them, but I mean, growing up, I really liked Nelly.
You know, you have to say Eminem, right?
Yeah, no, I know.
You're white.
I know.
I know. We call Eminem. It what it is here. Okay.
But then, like now, like I love Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever heard Boyce Avenue.
I like them a lot. It's Boyce, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So them, and then really, like, if it's good music, I like it.
We overlook Ed Sheeran as rapper because he's really not like Drake or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to like Sing or Don't or some of those tracks, mm-hmm. there is a rap underlying that.
Yeah, there's an element of it for sure.
I would like you to give us some of that, but first, how far removed from baseball broadcasting are you?
Couple years.
Can you give me a Floyd? Can you give me like something with baseball broadcasting? Maybe Floyd Narick somehow. I know I put you on the spot.
Well, here. I mean, do you mind if I do a different sport?
Go ahead.
All right, perfect. I'll do some basketball.
Okay.
All right. So Floyd and Eric. All right, you got it. What's your guys' specialty? Actually, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to throw in whatever.
I'm a jump shooter. Right. Floyd's great at defense.
All right.
I was like, I'm a cheerleader. I don't know what's happening.
Right. Eric's bringing the ball up the court. He passes the half-court line and throws the lob up to Floyd, who throws it down for the slam. That's 2 points. And they now only trail by 10.
Yes! You really have a great voice and a great delivery.
Thank you.
Do you work at a bank. Do you ever work the teller window?
No.
Okay, because people always go to us like, you have a good voice for radio. Well, it's kind of like we're used to doing it, but if I ever heard you come over the bank teller, I'd be like, hey, could you give us some of your lyrics now?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm just trying to think of...
I don't have a beat for you, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Wait, I might have... Oh, you don't have headphones, so never mind.
No, it's all right. Sorry. I'll just do... I did two different songs for each of the last ones, so I'll do this one. This one's... This is just like a different kind of like flow that I do.
No cursing.
No cursing. Well, none of my music has cursing. Okay, so good. That's another thing.
All right.
All right. Back up in the building style, sick, no penicillin, and I'm killing every single beat that gets stuck in my head. And then I write it down with just a pencil or a pen. I got the strongest heart up in the game, and you still need a stent. And it's not really hard to see that your flow got bad arteries, but I just keep it pumping in my heart and through my veins. I don't need a needle, your position's in the fetal, but I get back up because I don't really have the time for pain. Pain is what a human has. I do not feel it physically, but mentally sick rhymes it in there, so I guess I'm ill. And if you on the Twitter, you could just give me a follow. Don't have 26 models, but you know I am the real deal. And I don't have a game to play, but on the mic I am filleting. Music come natural, so I think it is in my blood. People think I'm talking hate. Really, that is a mistake, because it's coming from my heart. It's a lot of love.
Ow. That's really good. Nothing. I got like goose pimples. I was like, all right, drop that mic.
I don't like anything.
Oh!
Dude, that was really good.
That was really good.
So you've got some performances at the casino, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, do you have those settled up yet?
So two of them are actually this Friday and Saturday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So that's what I was told. So I haven't gotten like the contract and stuff like that, but verbally they said this Friday and Saturday. So yeah.
Nice. Facebook page, anything else you want to put out there so people can track you down?
I mean, I just have all I have is my personal one, which is just Phil Holtz. So
how do you spell your last name?
HOLTZ.
Okay. Yep. I'm gonna send you a friend request right now. That was really good. Thanks for taking time.
That was good.
Good to meet you. Thanks for massively overdressing us under the table.
I know,
and a pleasure to meet you, Phil.
Yeah, great to meet you too.
9:05 here on the Morning Reboot.